This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.
Hello everyone, I'm Lee. Welcome to The English We Speak. With me today is Neil.
Hello everyone.
Hi Neil, you look very happy today. What are you up to?
I'm quite excited about my website, greatmindsshakehands.com. I've been designing it for months and it's nearly complete.
Wow, I like the sound of it. I didn't know you could design websites, Neil.
Well, it's for fun, really. My website will be a public site where people can share ideas, you know, like-minded people. I want to launch it next week, but first I must test the water.
Test the water? Test what water? Does your website depend on water? I'm very confused.
No, Lee. To test the water means to test the idea. Try it out, see if it works.
I see. Test the water is the phrase for the English we speak today. Let's hear some examples of how people use it.
Have you started on your new book?
Yes, I've written 3 chapters and I've sent it to the publishers to test the water.
Oh, what perfume are you wearing? It's lovely.
Ah, thanks. It's just a sample the company sent me. They are testing the water to see if people like it.
How is your Shakespeare project going?
It's early days. We're still testing the water.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
So, Neil, how much testing have you done? Have you got good feedback?
Well, my wife loves it, but most other people say they don't understand how to use it.
It sounds like it's not user-friendly.
You're right. I think I need to make a few changes and then I'll test the water again.
I'm happy to be your guinea pig when you're ready.
Guinea pig? I think that's an expression for another programme. For now, it's goodbye from both of us.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.